Absolutely, this hymn is right on, and that would be my burden. I rather stir you up to a habit exercise of exercising your spirit all day long, of course, but since we're in the groups and in the meetings, especially in the meetings, if you would exercise your spirit, then I think it's more important than all these points. Do this, do that, and then section one, section two. I'm so concerned that the next thing is you're going to have this thing down to a program and you say it doesn't work. Of course it doesn't work, or it worked one time, because we are turning something living into letter again. You know, you raise a family. Every family does things differently. You know, there's no point in unifying things. But the principles are the same, right? To have a good, healthy, normal family, a family life, or marriage life. By the way, these are two other things I'm extraordinarily burdening these days. That is the human, these two human units that happen to be divinely ordained for the church life and for God's purpose. And that is number one, marriage, and number two, family. If these two things are not together, if these two things are falling apart, if these two things are less than healthy or normal, brothers, and we're here trying to build up the church, doing this, doing that, it doesn't work that way. All right. But anyway, my point is not one marriage is the same. I mean, not all marriages are the same, nor families, but the principles of a good marriage, of a normal marriage, is universal. Because we're all made in the same way. This matter of the exercise of the spirit, and some of the saints here on this in this meeting know, who are full-timers, because I've been speaking nothing but this to them in recent months. Because even our full-timers don't exercise their spirit, sorry to say. And you know, you remember some years ago I coined the term a low-grade depression in the recovery. Low-grade depression. It's you may not call it clinical depression, but there's some kind of low-grade depression. Well, I will tell you that there's nothing that a low that cannot deal with this low-grade depression, but the exercise of the spirit. Actually, if you're not exercising the spirit, you're in a constant low-grade depression. I will tell you that. So the exercise of the Spirit is our way of salvation, God's way of practical salvation, by coming into our spirit, making our spirit alive, and regenerating us and all of that. And listen, everything that the triune God is, everything which who is embodied in Christ. So therefore, everything that is Christ, everything that Christ has gone through, everything that Christ has obtained and attained, right, is ours. It's ours. It's all compounded. Yeah, and we all know these truths, you know, the compound ointment and the death of Christ, the effectiveness of his death, the resurrection of Christ, the power of his resurrection, the four kind of spices with one hint of oil. We can all say these things in dream, but brothers and sisters, I'm afraid it's not real. It just top knowledge in the Lord's recovery. It's time we apply it. That compound spirit today is mingled with our spirit. That means our spirit today is connected, more than connected. It's mingled, it's incorporated with Christ and all that he is, all that he has, and all the riches of his glory. That's a lot, okay? And here we are in perpetual low-grade depression. Something is wrong with that picture. Would you not agree with me? So you got your house, all right? And it is connected to, it is electrified. That means it's connected to the power plant and all of that stuff. And it's wired, and it's got all your appliances, equipment, lights. You need light, you need heat, you need refrigeration, you need your devices charged. I don't care what you need, as long as your house is electricity is installed, you just need to flip a switch, right? You don't write a letter to the water and power company and beg him. They'll say, what? They say, your switch is on the wall. You need some help from me to help you to flip the switch. Brothers, we live like that. Here we are, empowered with the fourfold power in Ephesians 1. You know, there are fourfold power. Resurrection power, transcending power. That means, I said in Phoenix, it's stronger than a SpaceX rocket, you know? That takes you to the moon, maybe. They don't even know where it'll take you to Mars. This thing took Christ to the third heavens. And it happened to be in our spirit. Okay? And then this spirit is a all-subjecting power, that everything is subjected under the feet of Christ, which is his body. And this is an overruling power, overruling all principalities and powers, evil spirits, all of Satan's subordinates, all the principalities and powers, which are at best in the air, really nothing. And we are overruling them from the third heavens, where the throne of God is. All right? That's the fourfold power that Paul prayed that we would have the spirit of wisdom and revelation to see. And then in chapter 3, he prayed the other prayer. We all know that, the prayer for experience. What did he pray? He say that the Father would what? Would, according to the riches of his glory, all this riches that we just talked about, and by the Spirit, right, would what? Would strengthen you into your inner man, that Christ will make home in your heart through faith, that you would be filled unto the fullness of God. That's God's economy in one sentence. And how is this going to happen? By those fourfold power transfused, infused, supplying and strengthening you into what? The place where we would enjoy all of this and fulfill God's economy. Then that's our inner man. And dear saints, if you see this, you would just go berserk. I did. Talk about Eldon Hall. I was berserk. I was like, this cannot be possible. What Witness Lee is talking about cannot be possible. But the more he spoke, the more real it is, the more clear it is. It's based on the word. I said, I struck it rich. I am a billionaire. I'm richer than Elon, you know, or Jeff, right? I, I, I'm, I'm richer than everyone combined. I'm more than a trillionaire, spiritually speaking. But how come I'm in constant low-grade depression? The problem is not the electricity, is it? The problem is you didn't switch. Oh, you forgot the switch, where the switch is. Or something, there's a disconnect, there's a problem with your breaker switch, there's a, well, go fix it. Just get an electrician and fix it. You don't need to call the power company and turn it. Goodness, you need light, you need heat, you need cold, you need whatever power you need, whatever you need in your life, it's there at your fingertips. Dear brothers and sisters, this is to exercise our spirit. If we lose this, we lost everything. There's no church life without the exercise of the spirit. No church life. We're just going through things. So the church life become dead, stale, uninteresting, unexciting. And just kind of after a while, especially some of us who've been around, like even you get tired of it. But you have to say it's great, right? Because it is great. But in your experience, it's low-grade depression. Saints, that is not necessary. Now, I'm not saying there's no such thing as depression. I'm not saying these things don't bother us, especially nowadays, young people, they have a lot of problems. And they should get professional help. But I am saying this ultimately, no professional help can save you. The help is already there. It's called Christ. It's called the Spirit. It's called His resurrection life. It's called grace, the throne of grace. So, saints, we need to really have a revolution in our meeting life, our service life, our Christian life. Brothers and sisters, it's time to increase the exercise of our spirit. I said elsewhere to you that today this compound spirit is sevenfold intensified. It's not even just the same spirit. It is, but it is intensified seven times. Seven times means completion. Now, this means what to me? This means today, in order to apprehend or access or experience that intensified spirit, I better intensify my exercise in order to match, in order to experience that. So don't say the spirit is not sevenfold, it's just hardly working. Well, that's according to your experience. My experience is not like that. When I exercise my spirit, when I exercise my spirit, turning these three-way light, right? Except this is a seven-way light. Click, 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 click. I mean, it gets brighter and brighter. Eventually, it's blindingly bright. You just click. You just turn it on. Now, this is where the problem is. We don't like want to do this. We're too tired to do this. I got a headache. What? Well, even if you get a headache, get through it. All right? Exercise your spirit and your headache may be gone. It happens to me. Eventually, turn out that headache is a lie. The headache is a lie. The headache is the enemy is doing something to threaten me, to discourage me, to disappoint me, to wear me out. You know, he is the one who wear out the saints. So what do I have to do if I'm to be that bridal army? So Paul said, and now we come to chapter 6. 1:3, now come to 6. He said, finally. That's how that chapter starts. Finally. This is the like conclusion. Be empowered in the Lord. That's it. But listen, whereas in chapter 3, the prayer is, Father, strengthen strengthen the saints into the inner man. So the Father is the source of the power and strength, and that is correct. But here, Paul's thing is not to pray to be strong, pray to be strengthened. He said, you be strong. This is what we call active passive voice. You want to be strong? You just be strong. Now, you are not the source of that strength. You are not the source of that power. That's clear. We don't have that. We're just a poor, weak vessel like everyone. But we can be. Be means what? We take the lead to exercise, to cooperate, to flip the switch on, to turn on the machine. Be. Once you be, your appliance starts working. You are that appliance. You know, that dishwasher starts working. Be strong. Be in power. And so Paul, not only here, but twice, I think twice. I think once in 1 Timothy and once in 2 Timothy. My beloved child, Timothy, be strong. Be empowered. You just be. It's an imperative. It's a commandment. There's no, you have no choice, Timothy. The only way you can be an inoculator, the only way you can fight the decline of the church is you be empowered. That power is already there in you. God has not given us a spirit of what? Cowardice, but a spirit of what? Power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Now go to it. Fan it into flame. This gift has been given to you by the laying of hands. It's in you. Now use it. Now fan it into flame. Dear saints, I tell you, what this world does today with all the things and our device, everything, is just to depress you, discourage you, distract you, degrade you. That's all it does. Let's put that aside. Let us just two or three, talk about two or three. I have a suggestion. You come together, two or three. How about come together and just call on the Lord for 5 minutes and 10 minutes together and see what happens. After which, do you see if you are still depressed. And I mean, don't just whisper, don't just mumble, don't just sigh. I mean, exercise your God-made and God-regenerated and God-strengthened human spirit for a change, okay? And don't do it just for 2 seconds, all right? Just do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes every morning and see what happens. You know, I think I told you I wrote hymn number 1151, and Brotherly one time, and I don't even remember, he said, you all go every morning and sing this song once for 1 month and see what happens. He said that, and it was found in the ministry. And so there was a couple who saw that and told me about this. I said, whoa, I didn't know that. He said, my wife and I, we're practicing now. We're in the middle of 30 days. I have to believe they are empowered. They are strengthened. Brothers and sisters, we have the faculty. We are charged. We are electrified by the heavenly electricity. And we have the switch. Now, we just need to cooperate and be. You just be, and then you will be powered. You will be empowered. You just be. You take the lead. Don't wait for the Spirit in a way. We need to pray the A.B. Simpson song, "Breathe, O Lord, breathe thy Spirit on me," right? Help me to breathe, the wonderful song. But we cannot just sing that song and expect God just to do something from the outside. God will say, okay, I heard your prayer. Now you just be. And that breath will come to you. Not just the breath. Let me tell you, that breath will become wind. Dear brothers and sisters, we should not only have just the essential spirit in our experience. We need a lot of economical spirit. We need to experience the spirit in an economical, outward way, to be baptized by the spirit. Then the church, the local church, is no longer a weak and feeble entity, kind of always treading water, going nowhere. No, even a little church can become strong, can become powerful, can become interesting and exciting and attractive in this realm, in this wonderful and marvelous realm. I miss Brother Dick Taylor in this regard, I'll tell you. Many of you don't know Dick Taylor, but many of you do. And you know what, how he does it. Every 5 minutes he break into a song, even when he was giving a message. I said, Dick, you're too much. Well, too much or too little? Goodness, he is always plugged in. He's always alive. He's always, you know what I mean? He's vital, you know, vital. Anyway, brothers and sisters, I'm taking all my time. I just don't have that much to say about this outline. You can get into it, but please forget about section one, section two. Hey, wait a minute, we're not in section two yet. Don't do that. Sometimes section one starts and section two does not happen. Then what? But as long as the Lord is there, right? The spirit is there, the love is there, the atmosphere is there, the burden is there, and all these things I told you about are there, then dear ones, it's all right. Every meeting is different. I would like to tell you, a meeting should be not disorderly, but should be unpredictable, wonderfully unpredictable. Now, I don't advocate doing strange things, gimmicky things, funny things. Please don't go there. You will just start a new religion and a bad one, okay? Don't do these funny things. Just take this God-ordained way. That is scripture-reveal way. All the patterns that are there and so clearly given to us by our brother, we just practice it. So we're not that great, we're not that successful. Just keep practicing it. Encourage one another, help one another. And even when you have your next group meetings, how about talk about these things I talk about today? You know, saints, let's have a change. Let's not just always stay in the same way, the same way. Why? Let's have a change. And in the end, we're not even just after good or great meetings. We're here for people, all right? We're here to really care for one another, and we're really here to perfect and teach one another. One of the things Brother Lee promoted, and it absolutely works, it's ask questions. Don't preach. Ask questions. Even in human conversation, you draw people out by asking them questions, something that interests them, that something that allow them to speak, and they open. And so, but the right question to ask, right, and the right answer to give. And of course, for this, we need some saints who have some maturity, have some learning, who know the truth to some degree. Brother Lee used the example of the question of clearance of the past. It's a wonderful, wonderful subject for a little group meeting, if that is the Lord's leading and there's a need there. But somebody needs to know something about that. And for that, I would strongly recommend the first 24 volumes of Life Lessons. Life Lessons, just the first 24 lessons. And most of the what you will we will encounter will be there. It has a total of 48, but just the first 24 will help you. I translated those into English back in Taiwan, so it's very near and dear to me. But the first one is on is it security of salvation, right? Not security, what is the word? Assurance of salvation. And then the clearance of the past, then household salvation, then brotherly goes on. All the basic things new ones need. And I find that in this situation, when I hear these things, I feel like a new one. I feel refreshed by these so-called rudimentary things. It's not a waste of time. It strengthens my faith. It refreshed my experience when especially I need to help some others. So some of us need to take some lead, not to take over the meeting, but learn to how to facilitate a meeting. Learn to be that rudder that you don't see from the boat, but the rudder is underneath directing the boat. Do you follow me? That takes skill. So you don't take over, okay? But you help to guide that meeting in a profitable way. So these are things that we all need to learn to do. But today, dear saints, I'm concluding here. Today, this morning, the main thing is the exercise of our mingled spirit in so many different ways, whether it's singing, whether it's speaking, whether it is asking questions, whether it's teaching, answering questions, whether it is interceding for one another, whether exercise the Spirit. The Spirit must be there, then the Lord will be there with us as well. I think that is plenty good. Let me take a look in lesson four. And you may want to get into that, how to meet at least the first few chapters. Again, these very basic things. And the last thing Brotherly talked about is all this is a matter of learning to progress and advance. Don't think you'll hit it right away. We're all learning, but let's have a spirit of learning, even for us, some of us oldies. Let us learn again with the younger ones together to build this 80% of the church life, all right? The groups, the group life, into something so strong and fresh and living and healthy.